Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The DH, Robin Yount. Batting third. The shortstop, Gary Sheffield. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Glenn Braggs. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Greg Brock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie O'Brien. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Felder. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Chris Bosio. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Newman. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Jim Dwyer. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Randy Bush. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Gene Larkin. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Dan Gladden. Batting ninth. The catcher, Tim Laudner. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Frank Viola. And now, play ball. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sheffield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Newman strikes out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops it up and throws to first, with Bosio covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Deer hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Brock hits a line drive towards first. Larkin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Gaetti strikes out. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Felder bunts towards the mound. Viola settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Larkin for the out. One out. Dan Gladden batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. O'Brien fields it and throws to first for the out. Gladden moves to second. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Newman is 0 for 1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Newman moves to second. It's 1-0, Twins. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Molitor moves to second. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Sheffield is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheffield hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Braggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Braggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to second. It's Brewers, 1, Twins, 1. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Deer is 0 for 1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Viola fields it and throws to first for the out. Yount moves to third. Braggs moves to second. Two outs. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Brock reaches second base with a double. Yount scores. Braggs scores. It's 3-1, Brewers. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer strikes out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Brewers. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Bush is 0-for-1 in the game. Bush hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Larkin is 0-for-1 in the game. Larkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Felder batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Felder is 0-for-1 in the game. Felder takes first base on ball 4. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Viola fires to first and has Felder trapped. There's the throw to Newman who tags Felder for the out. One out. Jim Gantner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Newman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Molitor is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Molitor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gantner moves to second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Yount is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards short. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gladden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sheffield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Laudner is 0-for-1 in the game. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Newman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Braggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Deer is 0-for-2 in the game. Deer hits a pop-up towards first. Larkin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Brock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Brock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin scoops it up and throws to first, with Viola covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Wally Backman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Dwyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Backman moves to third. Puckett moves to second. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti strikes out. 2 outs. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Bush is 0-for-2 in the game. Bush hits a fly ball into left field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Charlie O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Brien is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Brien hits a line drive towards third. Gaetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Felder is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Felder strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gantner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Larkin juggles the ball. That's an error on Larkin. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Molitor is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Molitor hits a fly ball into left field. Gladden settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Larkin is 0-for-2 in the game. Larkin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gladden is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gladden hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Laudner is 0-for-2 in the game. Laudner strikes out. 2 outs. Chuck Krim now pitching. Al Newman is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Newman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gladden moves to third. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Backman is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Newman moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Puckett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gladden scores. Newman scores. Backman moves to second. It's 4-3, Twins. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Dwyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dwyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Yount is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Sheffield is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheffield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gladden. Sheffield reaches second base with a double. Glenn Braggs is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Braggs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Braggs strikes out. 2 outs. Rob Deere is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Deere is 0-for-3 in the game. Deere hits a fly ball into right field. Bush settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Randy Bush is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bush is 0-for-3 in the game. Bush strikes out. 1 out. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Gaetti. The throw from O'Brien and he is safe. Gaetti steals second. Gene Larkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Larkin is 0-for-3 in the game. Larkin strikes out. 2 outs. Dan Gladden is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Gladden is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gladden is walked intentionally. John Moses pinch hits for Tim Laudner. John Moses is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Moses hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Gaetti scores. Gladden goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3, Twins. Al Newman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Newman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. John Moses now playing right field. Orlando Mercado now catching. Greg Gagne now playing shortstop. Al Newman now playing second base. Greg Brock is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Brock hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Brock reaches second base with a double. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Terry Francona pinch hits for Charlie O'Brien. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. B.J. Surhoff pinch hits for Mike Felder. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gantner hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Brock scores. It's 6-4, Twins. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Molitor is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Molitor hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gantner scores. It's 6-5, Twins. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Mercado and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Yount is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Yount hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Yount moves to second. It's Brewers, 6, Twins, 6. Gary Sheffield is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sheffield is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Sheffield hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 6, and the Twins 6. The Twins will come to bat. Terry Francona now playing right field. B.J. Surhoff now catching. Rob Deer now playing center field. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Dwyer is 0-for-4 in the game. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Gaetti is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 8, and Milwaukee Brewers, 6. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.